Chapter 5. The Angel Raphael. Then Tobiah replied to his father Tobit, "Everything that you have commanded me, father, I will do. But how shall I be able to obtain the money from him, since he does not know me, nor do I know him? What can I show him to make him recognize me and trust me, so that he will give me the money? I do not even know which roads to take for the journey into Media." Tobit answered his son Tobiah, "We exchanged signatures on a document written in duplicate. I divided it into two parts, and each of us kept one. His copy I put with the money. Think of it, 20 years have already passed since I deposited that money. So now, my son, find yourself a trustworthy man who will make the journey with you. We will, of course, give him a salary when you return, but get back that money from Gabael." Tobiah went to look for someone acquainted with the roads who would travel with him to Media. As soon as he went out, he found the angel Raphael standing before him, though he did not know that this was an angel of God. Tobiah said to him, "Who are you, young man?" He replied, "I am an Israelite, one of your kinsmen. I have come here to work." Tobiah said, "Do you know the way to Media?" The other replied, "Yes, I have been there many times. I know the place well, and I know all the routes. I have often traveled to Media. I used to stay with our kinsman Gabael, who lives at Rages in Media. It is a good 2 days' travel from Ecbatana to Rages, for Rages is situated at the mountains, Ecbatana out on the plateau." Tobiah said to him, "Wait for me, young man, till I go back and tell my father, for I need you to make the journey with me. I will, of course, pay you." Raphael replied, "Very well, I will wait for you, but do not be long." Tobiah went back to tell his father Tobit what had happened. He said to him, "I have just found a man who is one of our own Israelite kinsmen." Tobit said, "Call the man, so that I may find out what family and tribe he comes from, and whether he is trustworthy enough to travel with you, son." Tobiah went out to summon the man, saying, "Young man, my father would like to see you." When Raphael entered the house, Tobit greeted him first. Raphael said, "Hearty greetings to you." Tobit replied, "What joy is left for me anymore? Here I am, a blind man who cannot see God's sunlight, but must remain in darkness, like the dead who no longer see the light. Though alive, I am among the dead. I can hear a man's voice, but I cannot see him." Raphael said, "Take courage. God has healing in store for you, so take courage." Tobit then said, "My son Tobiah wants to go to Media. Can you go with him to show him the way? I will, of course, pay you, brother." Raphael answered, "Yes, I can go with him, for I know all the routes. I have often traveled to Media and crossed all its plains and mountains, so I know every road well." Tobit asked, "Brother, tell me, please, what family and tribe are you from?" Raphael said, "Why? Do you need a tribe and a family, or are you looking for a hired man to travel with your son?" Tobit replied, "I wish to know truthfully whose son you are, brother, and what your name is." Raphael answered, "I am Azariah, son of Hananiah the elder, one of your own kinsmen." Tobit exclaimed, "Welcome, God save you, brother. Do not be provoked with me, brother, for wanting to learn the truth about your family. So it turns out that you are a kinsman, and from a noble and good line. I knew Hananiah and Nethaniah, the two sons of Shemaiah the elder. With me, they used to make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem, where we would worship together. No, they did not stray from the right path. Your kinsmen are good men. You are certainly of good lineage, and welcome." Then he added, "For each day you are away, I will give you the normal wages, plus expenses for you and for my son. If you go with my son, I will even add a bonus to your wages." Raphael replied, "I will go with him. Have no fear. In good health we shall leave you, and in good health we shall return to you, for the way is safe." Tobit said, "God bless you, brother." Then he called his son and said to him, "My son, prepare whatever you need for the journey, and set out with your kinsmen. May God in heaven protect you on the way, and bring you back to me safe and sound. and may his angel accompany you for safety, my son. Before setting out on his journey, Tobiah kissed his father and mother. Tobit said to him, Have a safe journey. But his mother began to weep. She said to Tobit, Why have you decided to send my child away? Is he not the staff to which we cling, ever there with us in all that we do? I hope more money is not your chief concern. Rather, let it be a ransom for our son. What the Lord has given us to live on is certainly enough for us. Tobit reassured her, Have no such thought. Our son will leave in good health and come back to us in good health. Your own eyes will see the day when he returns to you safe and sound. So, no such thought. Do not worry about them, my love. For a good angel will go with him. His journey will be successful, and he will return unharmed. Then she stopped weeping.